rightfully so. It's a process that I'd like to emphasize that this is one step of many steps to come should you decide to proceed further. It's an evaluation process. So we're evaluating whether we want to continue to move forward. Not making decisions tonight, obviously, but evaluate if we want to continue this long stage of public information and getting feedback from the public. So with that said, I'll go into some information in my memo that I sent to the council. If you recall, the council directed the city manager to basically look into the potential for outsourcing sanitation services. And essentially, that's what we've done. We created a staff committee and have looked at the current providers at the private market. We've met with several of them. Got a lot of good information on what currently is happening in the private market, and that's contained in the memo. We also looked at some RFPs from different cities that recently went through the process, and those request proposals were very detailed, had a lot of information that I think will be very helpful to us in the future should we decide to move forward. There are many things that I think you need to consider. A couple of those are franchise fee payments. Is this going to be a financial incentive for Dunwoody? And will it also reduce costs and be an incentive for services? Our goal, of course, moving forward, should you decide to move forward, is to create a RFP that meets or exceeds, keyword exceeds, hopefully, DeKalb County's current level of service. And from what I've heard from the community so far, this is a service currently that everybody's very happy with. And so that's been something that I think we can rise to in terms of meeting that should you decide to go forward. But again, it seems like giving people are very happy with the current service. If you'd like, I also included a schedule moving forward should you decide to go forward with public input. And that could be a whole month's process of receiving public input and then going to council and have council decide late fall whether you'd like to proceed as well. And then also include a fact sheet should you decide to have public meetings, facts of potential issues that you may want to consider in those hearings as well. So with that said, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, where to start, Robert?
I have a couple of suggestions. The first one, and I think it's the easiest of the ones I'm going to make, is that perhaps if we're going to have three public hearings, we not hold them all on a Monday night. Let's do one on a weekend afternoon, one on a Monday night, and then maybe for moms whose kids are in school, maybe do one during the day the way that the school board does. I mean, let's mix it up a little bit in hopes of getting folks. The second suggestion is that we do with this what we've done with a few other of the issues we've tackled, which is to put together a citizen group to look into what the community thinks about this, right? We did it with alcohol and pouring hours, and we did it with the overlay district for the village. And so my suggestion is that one of the other things we do is we ask us to form an ad hoc group of citizens who can... I know that the staff put a committee together to look into this, but I'm thinking that we may want to be able to get some citizen input with folks who can represent the larger group, and I'd certainly love the chance to appoint somebody to that and know that they're involved in the process and that they're providing advice to staff on what they think is important to Dunwoody, and I think that'd be a useful addition.
Okay. Thanks, Robert.
I think, I know Robert will, back me up on this, but we went around and talked to all the groups for incorporation. That was one of the third rail issues, I'll call it, for the incorporating referendum. I've noticed from the blogs today that a lot of people think it's sort of a de facto done deal for the, we're going to once a week. We've not made any decisions or changes to this. I believe that the RFP is a really useful tool, though. We can issue that with the stipulation that we may not award to anyone. We may continue to keep the service. But I think it's really prudent just to conduct the exercise to see if we are getting maximum efficiency out of, what DeKalb is giving us now, and see, and we're not going to know if we can get any service without looking for other solutions out there. We may end up right back where we are now, but I think, again, the exercise is not that expensive to conduct, and you know, we should go forward with it. So I guess what I'm going to recommend is we proceed through the process. Again, we can pull out and stop at any time that we look like, you know, that it's not going to be sustainable, or we go through the exercise and see that maybe we can get efficiency somewhere. So that's my recommendation to make.
Dan? I think, you know, I heard it loud and clear from everybody when I went around about the, you know, the sanitation pickup. We used to call it garbage. We got a better word for it nowadays. But I will tell you a couple of things in my opinion. You know, we had kind of an offer, if you will, from a company, and one of the reasons you looked at it is because they were going to provide a one-time payment to the city plus a reduction of a certain percentage to the individuals, and plus no reduction in service. You know, I looked at your pros and cons here, gentlemen. Quite honestly, you know, I don't know if some of the pros are a little bit reaching, I would say. I would tell you one of the biggest cons is it's a little warm around here in Georgia, and picking up your sanitation, how about your garbage, picking up your garbage once a week, I think could create quite a problem with odor, you know, in one's garage, if you will. So I think that's one of the things, you know, before it was kind of palatable, the offer that we had, because reduction in cost, same service, etc. But I would tell you that going to once a week, I think, is really a push that's not going to go over well with the citizens. And I personally would be against that. But I think I would ask a question that I can divert to the city attorney. What is the legality, if you will, of someone coming in and bidding and saying that they would, quote unquote, give the city a one-time payment to get the services and also, you know, reduce the cost and maybe give a certain percentage of an annual basis of the total revenues received?
The city has a right to award a franchise, and that could all be part of the franchise.
Would that be something that we would be asking for in an RFP, or would that be something that we would just kind of be passive on and look for it?
Well, you should do, and I think our procedure required an RFP process to award a contract of this size, so it would be part of an RFP process, and then it would be evaluated as such. But we certainly have a right to award the franchise, and that certainly could be an element of the award.
John.
Jeff, you've seen a lot of the same feedback, I'm sure, that I have today. Two items. Let me first tell you that I'm moving. And in the process of moving, I have cleared out my entire house, including a lot of trash today. I wish I took a photo of what the DeKalb County Sanitation Department hauled away, because it was a mound of bags of miscellaneous garbage, just so you could see what they would have taken. I'm really kicking myself that I take that photo. Number two, what's not in your document is expanded services in the sense of leaf pickup. The city of Chamblee has a service they provide their citizens whereby a truck, where you rake your leaves into the curb on Sunday, on Monday morning, they drive by and they vacuum the curbs. There's no bagging. It's included in the cost of the service, I believe. If we go forward with this proposal, I'd like to have that expanded service at least reviewed to see if it could be part of a proposal that would come forward. I'm not saying it has to. I'm just saying, what's the cost? Give me options.
And speaking of options, back to the one-day versus two-day, what you do in the RFP as well is you ask them for both prices. You ask for one, two, and then that way you get done with the entire process, you can make that decision as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
I don't have to take a poll to tell you that the citizens of Dunwoody are very serious about their garbage pickup. We mentioned that as far back as September last year when we were campaigning. That's something we heard loud and clear. So there are two things that I really know. One, the citizens like what they're getting. And two, the people we're dealing with in DeKalb County, we need to be careful about what we do, because they like the fact that they're delivering the service that they're delivering to Dunwoody. And we're in the midst of negotiating on a couple of points over there that the same guy that runs sanitation also now runs parks and recreation. and we need to keep that in the back of our minds as we move forward. I guess what I'm saying is we need to slow roll this.
Thank you. Let me get back to Robert's suggestion about an ad hoc group, since this is a work session. Does anybody have any opinion on that? I think if we went that route, I'd prefer to use an already established committee, whether it's sustainability committee or the community council or some group of folks that are already in place that can then, you know, do their thing. But that's one man's.
The only thing, I know there are some folks who are real passionate on this subject, and I'd love to get a group of people who are passionate on this subject together to help guide our efforts. And we, if we want to use another, if we want to, you know, use one of the ones we've already got, that's okay. But I'd like to be able to have some of the folks who really feel strongly about this participate intimately in the process if we can.
Any other thoughts? I kind of agree with the established one, and I would suggest, Robert, there's probably some folks on the sustainability committee that are very passionate on the issue, but I'm sure there's others. But you know, they are in place, and you know, they could kick it off very rapidly, and I think they could receive outside input from various folks around town. And I'm well aware of Danny and all of us who suggested. I'm well aware of what the citizens have done. What do you think about their sanitation? How about that? Because, and I, for one, am also unhappy with it. The only thing that you think about is if you could maintain the same service at a lesser price with a possible financial benefit to the city.
Adrian? Danny kind of said what I had planned to say, but also there are some more sophisticated ways to recycle. DeKalb County doesn't recycle tin cans, for example, and I think a lot of citizens aren't aware that there are services available. They do tin cans?
Sure.
But there are some more sophisticated recycling services available that we're aware of. So I agree with sustainability.
Thank you. Adrian. Any other thoughts on ad hoc group? Yeah, Tom.
Hey, I even like community council or sustainability. Either one of those makes sense. The thing you got to get worried about with people that are too passionate about it is you may get a result that is based on emotion and not really stepping back and taking a look at, you know, can we get the same or better service for a reduced cost, you know, for a reduced price from another provider. But not looking outside that DeKalb, you know, if somebody that's real passionate about DeKalb, I don't know if they can be that detached and make those decisions in a business-like fashion rather than in a motive sort of way.
If I could interject, the Sustainability Commission has discussed this somewhat, not in great depth, but they have many of the same comments, concerns you've already heard. So I think they're very cognizant of the fact that they're very sensitive of moving forward. We briefly discussed 1 day versus 2 day. We discussed recycling as being a key ingredient because some of the current procedures set up by the CAB don't permit, provide as many incentives as most service providers provide. So they're kind of up to speed on where we're at currently if you do choose a commission.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Thank you. Again, just to reiterate, I know every one of you sitting at this table lives in this community, and I don't think a single one of you does not like our garbage collection service. So I think that's an obvious point, but one that we should keep in mind. But with that in mind, I can tell you, we're elected. We sit up here to look at alternatives and to see if there may be a better fit for our fellow citizens. And I think going through this process is a wise thing. It definitely is a grenade, no doubt about it. So there would be easier things to tackle or easier things not to tackle. But I do think the process itself is a wise process. I also think, I tell you, I just got back from Jekyll Island, and with their trash collection,
They do once a week. They have a large container. So I mean, the alternatives out there, whether they make sense for somebody or not, but there are other communities to talk to, and I think this ad hoc group could do, you know, do some of that back leg research for us all to really ferret out what may work, what may not work, and again, just to help us all maybe go through this exercise. So with that, is there any other comment?
Yes, David. Just have one. The fact that they pick up twice a week, indoor trash once a week, outdoor trash once a week, recyclables, that puts garbage cans on the street 4 days a week. And that's good. They pick up four times a week, but it's also bad because people that work in their yards typically do that on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And they pick up in my neighborhood that kind of outdoor trash on Tuesday. So they put the trash out on Friday or Saturday, picked up on Tuesday. That means 3 days out there that the trash is on the street. And then the other trash is out there for the other 4 days. So 6 or 7 days a week, there's something in front of everybody's house or a lot of people's homes in Dunwoody. And that would be a nice thing to address as we get this.
All right, thank you, Dan. Anybody else have any discussion on this?
On garbage?
All right.
We will be next time.
Thank you. Okay, update on our city website, on our new city website.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Yep, speak up.
I just wanted to give you guys a brief update on...
What's your name, please?
I'm sorry, Edie Damon. Edie Damon?
Yeah, real close, thank you.
And I'm here to give you guys a brief update on the city website. As you know, we launched the new website on July 1st. It was redesigned to help the city increase public awareness as to the important services and issues affecting the city. The new website features a new and modern look, streamlined navigation. It's easier to find the bios, information on appointed and elected officials, different city departments. The website was also rebuilt to include modules that have a new designed city calendar. Prior to the redesign, any events for the city were listed at the bottom of the web page. In the new format, it's set up to look like a 7-day-a-week calendar. Will show more than one event in one day. If you click on that event, it will then give you the full details, times, dates, locations, and that sort of information. Some of the features that we did in the redesign were improved navigation, updated portal design with streamlined access to quick links and departments, a simplified view of recent news and calendar events, submit your event function. What this does is allow people in the community who would like to submit their event to the city, and we will then post it on our website. So as people in the community, if they'd like to know what's going on around the city, they can come to our website instead of having to fish around for it. We did an improved branding and color scheme. If you flip through some of the included handouts, I have examples of the seasonal theme that we're going to be doing now. It's summer, fall, winter, and spring. We're obviously in summer right now, so the website is in what I like to call Dunwoody green. Moving forward for winter, we'll have blue, and it's more of a red for spring. We also redid some of the verbiage on the website, make it a little bit more welcoming. As you may have noticed, one of the first things we changed was on the home page. It went from what was more of a city mission statement, which is now available on the government page, to an almost a welcome letter, inviting people to Dunwoody, to the website, to explore everything that the city has to offer, and to learn more about us by taking the time to go to the website, go to different pages, and learn more about what we can do for them. We also added an email capture function. What that allows us to do is we can now send out the quarterly Dunwoody newsletter. We also launched that on July 1st. And it also gives us the opportunity to capture emails from people in the city and to alert them any upcoming events, news from the city offices. So it increases our ability to have immediate communication with the people in Dunwoody. And then finally, link to new social media sites. I know the Dunwoody Police Department got the jump on us on this one, but we now have our own Twitter and Facebook page. So moving forward, some of the things that we would like to do is add a color-coded map of the Dunwoody districts, as well as include an interactive zip code function. So if people are wondering if they do live inside the Dunwoody city limit, they'll be able to punch in their address or their zip code and find out exactly where they are. And a photo gallery where people can submit their photos to the Dunwoody website. And we would go ahead and post them up there.
We would be checking the photos.
Yes.
That was right. All right. Very good. Thank you. That was on the photos, so it'll be monitored. That was my question. Is that as well as...
Absolutely. As well as the events.
There's calendar of events also. So they see that they're posting us. So it's not just a kind of AJC type. Standard they're using, but we're just trying to figure out if it's an event that's put together by a civic group and is, you know, something for the entire community. We're happy to advertise it on our calendar, but we're going to be careful about what content we're going to allow as well.
Okay. Sounds very similar to Mr. Hennigan's website where he monitors and selects what he wants to put on.
Nothing from you.
Okay. Any questions for you? Yes, Denny.
I got a couple comments. First of all, good job. I mean, I really like it. And then at the last page here, I know the mayor is very busy, so I signed him up for Twitter, Facebook. That's it in the photo, too. Question on the, but I think it's great. Good job. I would just, on the calendar, I would ask you, is there a page, and there probably is, that other than the month, you know, if somebody wants to look at a year, you know, 2009, is there a 2009 calendar, you know, other than just July?
There's a day, week, and month function, so, and they can obviously, they can skip forward month, but you can actually see a full month.
If you look at the, on the screenshot of the calendar, on the top left it says today. It's kind of hard to see in the top left corner, just above Sunday, the 28th. There's two arrows, one to the left and one to the right, so you can toggle between months. So if you wanted to go and look at what was on the schedule for August or September, you can just toggle up to August or September and see what events are scheduled under that date. And what we're trying to do right now is catch up a little bit on content. So I've asked each of the departments to go ahead and put in their rest of the year calendar for their events. So that, for example, if you click on right now on Zoning Board of Appeals for Thursday, July 2nd, there's going to be data behind that. Obviously, if you go and try and get an agenda for November for City Council, it'll just show the date and the time of the meeting, but not the content. So as we add the content, then these links become more rich.
May I just suggest that to and fro arrow there be explained there so that I'm not too sure a lot of people would see that. Maybe they would, because I don't know. John Hennigan would find it, I know, but the rest of us basic Americans may not find that little arrow there.
We'll take a question.
John, I think you were just called an un-American.
Coming from a general, no comment.
You're a super basic American, John.
Okay, that's a good idea. Maybe a drop-down as opposed to that a hidden arrow that could be done just a drop-down day, week, month, definitely would be helpful. If HTML possible. Yes, Robert.
I was just going to suggest, in addition to posting photos, it might be worthwhile to accept calendar postings externally so that the Nature Center can add their own items, the, you know, if the library's doing something, they can add, if...
On the calendar there, it's
just
submit your event.
Oh, cool. Yeah, thank you.
Good suggestion.
Yeah, great. You're ahead of me.
What happens then if they do click on that link, a PDF will open on their screen, and it's set up, so all they have to do is fill in
the
information, and they can submit it, and we'll approve it.
Sounds great. Thanks.
John.
Edie, thank you for presenting. A website's never finished. It's a work of art always to be worked on. I'm commenting from time to time. This morning I commented on the fact that we have a .gov domain, and there are certain rules that have to be followed, and I'm sure the city is going to be looking into some of the things that I sent forward that make sure that we're following those aspects. I'd like to see more use of the RSS feeds in the sense of the calendar. If there's any way in which we can tie the news feeds into the website, I don't think they're being used fully. Other than that, again, there's a lot of information on there. It's always going to be improving. So, thank you. The change is good. The only other question I have is, when is the contract over? What is our, how much money have we put aside for this redo? And when is the going to be a finished product versus minor updates?
Can't tell you from an exact sample without the numbers in front of me, but we're closing in on finishing off this phase of it, and then we'll take a look and see balance-wise where we are. It was $50,000 allotted for the project, and it's pay-as-you-go to CGA, and then as soon as we run it at 50, then it's just updating. They're responsible for that outside of that fee.
So right now you think we're about 90% completed? So we should have...
I haven't seen the last bill, so I don't want to answer that, but I think that my guess would be somewhere between 80 and 95%.
Okay, so I'm hopeful then that we're 90% to where we need to be on the website.
We are. As Edie was saying before, we've got a couple tweaks that we're still working on some of the calendar and other more minor issues, but I'd say we're done with the functionality for this phase, and as you said, we're never going to be finished. We're just going to continue to reinvent this thing.
Well, looking forward to improvements. Thank you.
Thanks. Any other questions? Tom? Okay, Dan.
I think it's a vast improvement of what we had. I think we still need some work on the content. Look at the front page of the website being kind of like getting a friend at the door of your home. You should welcome them in, give them enough information that would entice them to look beyond just the home page. There are a couple of things I would suggest that we need to do to make it, I think, the best it can be. One thing in the About Dunway, I noticed that you did include in there a brief presentation of the history and heritage of Dunway that was put together by the Family Preservation Trust. You did that on YouTube. YouTube is not necessarily the most best resolution product that's out there. I think that was probably snatched from my campaign website. As a matter of fact, and you certainly were welcome to it, but I have the original version of that. If you want to post that from the original, I'd be happy to share that with you so that you can have the best product out there and not do it through YouTube. Some of the history, I think, it needs to be in line. I noticed you grabbed that from some of the probably DPT material on the history when you were talking about Dunwoody, and it'd be nice, I think, if that look and feel of that was exactly the same as the other content look and feel.
Yeah, thank you, Danny. Any other questions?
Just one question, one comment. When we capture folks' emails and they opt out at some point, if they decide they're tired of hearing from us?
No, absolutely. When they receive the email at the bottom, there's a please stop emailing.
The other thing I just found personally is a work ticket function on this thing works extremely well. I've had a lot of calls from people coming in, that don't necessarily want to call up and talk, or like for a code enforcement who want to do it anonymously, because it's their neighbor and they don't want a confrontation issue, and you get a work ticket back and a tracking number, and you can follow the progress of that, which is great.
Great.
Yeah. One final comment. To the transparency aspect of the city website, I'm really impressed with. Thank you for the discussion board. I think we're trying to put as much information out there as possible. I think we are feeding all of our agendas, all of our minutes, everything to make it easily for the public to find. And again, kudos to the administration for doing so. I think you're working very hard. It's getting there. Thank you. So all I want to say is thank you very much for all the hard work that you're doing.
All right. Thank you. Grants update.